The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Monday, let's get going right away. The news has shifted back to the dossier story. Huh? Big surprise, huh? Not a word about Las Vegas, clearly the biggest event since 9/11 to afflict this country in terms of terrorism in our own borders. There's more to come. There's a huge story. It's being shut down and sealed away for obvious reasons. Most of all, because Las Vegas has been dealt a near-mortal blow. Now, Las Vegas, if nothing else, is certainly World Zionism's goyim goldmine. All right, Las Vegas has been in severe trouble since 2009, and in fact, MGM Resorts International supposedly, reportedly, in revolving bankruptcy since then, or very shortly thereafter. This has really nailed the town to the wall. $29 a night rooms now are being advertised. They're going to have to start offering free airfare, in my view. They should have started their own Las Vegas Airlines years ago and flown out of hub cities around the country. Free airfare. Why not? You may see it very soon. Okay, we're going to talk about Manafort, the dossier, and other things this first hour with D.V. Kidd, who's standing by, or hopefully sitting by, somewhere down there in Texas. How are you, D.V.?
Hello?
You didn't get that 10-minute introduction? Are you there?
I can hear you, but I've been going back and forth with your producer. It's breaking up like a cell phone, you know, in and out, in and out.
You want us to call you back?
I think maybe we could try that, okay? Because it's bad.
Go ahead and hang up.
Okay.
Yeah, these things, they never know. She sounds like she's on Skype. It's a very good connection, but if it is Skype, you never know. There are so many jumps on the internet, connections, what, millions? I don't know. I'm amazed that the signals get through as well as they do. So let me do this. While we're waiting for D.V. to get connected, what I'm going to do when she gets back on, there she is. Are you there?
Yeah.
I hear you typing. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I hear you. Is it any better?
Yeah, just say a few more things.
Oh, all right. Are you okay? I'm going to play.
Okay, it's not breaking up now. It's just blasting, but that's okay. Okay.
Are you on Skype?
Yep.
Okay, you sound very clear. All right.
These headphones cost enough money. They're specially designed for Skype. But Skype,
never know.
People who use it. And a lot of people have been having trouble with Skype lately, you know, poor performance and, you know, stuff like that. So, but onward and upward, as they say.
Well, onward and forward. I don't know about upward. I'm going to play, as I've been saying, Judge Jeanine's opening minute and a half or so. She just really wrapped it up well and is in wonderful form. She called for Trump, among other things, to fire a number of people. Mueller at the list, at the top of the list. In fact, it practically was the list. How is it that, before I play this, how is it that Trump hasn't fired this guy long ago? That's you.
Me?
You. How is it that Trump hasn't fired Mueller or Mueller long ago?
For political reasons, obviously.
What are they?
Well, the Democrats would come back and say that he's trying to protect a cover-up. And
everybody knows that that isn't true, though, now.
Well, not everybody. I mean,
counts.
I know, but if you look at the polls on these left-leaning or left-wing websites, you know, for example, today on Montefort, the question was, do you think that Montefort's indictment will severely damage
Manafort?
Trump?
Manafort,
yeah, will severely damage Trump. And it ranged from 61 to 85%, even though it has nothing to do with Trump. We're talking about 2009 through 2012. And I just believe that he hasn't done it. The person he needs to fire is Jeff Sessions.
Oh, that should have been done long. No, that should have been done long ago.
Jeff Sessions, when he was the a U.S. attorney for the Southern District, was very, very good. He, underneath that, you know, seemingly mild personality of his, he is a bulldog, and he was as a U.S. prosecutor. When he was the attorney general for the state of Alabama, he was a bulldog, especially in the field of civil rights. You know, the left has portrayed him as a white supremacist and a racist and all this, and it simply isn't true. But the first mistake Jeff Sessions made was to recuse himself from any, you know, involvement in this hoax that's the Russia collusion and Trump.
Hey,
because
why did he do
it?
Now, I still can't figure it out. Makes no sense to me.
I can't figure it out either. But first of all, Sessions, you know, putting a priority on pot smokers.
Unbelievable. It's just unbelievable.
And going after the M13 gangs.
Yep.
The federal government has no jurisdiction regarding M13 gang activity. This is internal. This is under the 10th Amendment. It's the state's job with their law enforcement, et cetera, to get these people, if they've committed crimes, get them indicted, get them tried and thrown in prison.
Right.
Now, if they commit something like kidnapping, that would fall under federal jurisdiction. But Sessions, shame on him for this. You know, it's okay. It's great. You know, if President Trump goes on TV and says, you know, we fully support the state and their actions, we know that most of them are illegal aliens, be fine for Jeff Sessions to go on and make a press announcement, you know, but, you know, it is the jurisdiction of the states. And, you know, we encourage law enforcement, you know, but we don't have jurisdiction. Jeff Sessions knows the Constitution. He's very constitutionally oriented. So, to me, he's off in the wrong. He needs to step down. He does.
Well, that raises the obvious question. What happened to him? This didn't just accidentally happen. He's gone off into loony land, away from all the important things, and recused himself from the most important thing. It's like somebody got to him, okay?
But there's nothing to get to him. There's no skeletons in his closet. This guy has he is squeaky clean, as they say. He has been vetted and torn apart and dissected.
Well, then is he just dumb? What are we supposed to think? Come on, if he can't prioritize his life any better than that in terms of a professional in the job he's been put into, he's chasing pot smokers and MS-13.
I don't have an answer for that, but. I do believe that the next move is up to Christopher Wray, W-R-A-Y. He was only sworn in as the new director of the FBI, in August the 3rd. Okay? He's the one who has the ball in his court. He's the one to go after Hillary Clinton, her email crimes, the Clinton Foundation. That is where it starts. The investigations, and then a criminal referral would go to the Attorney General himself. So right now, that's why I put in my last column and the address. You know, normally I don't do this, but I encouraged people to send a letter. You know, here's the address to Christopher Wray. He's only been there 3 months. Mm-hmm. But in your letter, you'd say, you know, the American people have lost all confidence in the FBI. Hillary Clinton has been allowed to get away with her email crimes. And now the Clinton Foundation and Uranium One.
Oh, bloody murder.
Okay, so, Director, it's now your responsibility to go after these people. You know, and if he got 100,000 letters like that dumped on his desk, no email, hard letters to fill his office. So right now, like I said, it's up to the director of the FBI. He's the one. This bull crap with Manafort, the indictment is, you know, it's just BS.
BS. Total.
Yes.
$10 million bond, and he's under essentially house arrest. Come on. And you've got Hillary Clinton running around loose, billions from Haiti. How many billions more?
Well, I sent you some links. Now, there is a problem here with Mueller, who's up to his neck in the Uranium One. The search warrant is a big problem and a big issue in the Manafort indictment, because if you read the search warrant, it does not cover anything other than Trump and any kind of collusion with the Russians. What they found by raiding Manafort's house, mm-hmm, and any records contained attorney-client protected privileged information. And the higher courts have thrown big cases out the window over exactly what they pulled on Manafort. Okay.
Well, if they're outside the jurisdiction of their search warrant, it goes out the door. It's got to. It can't be used.
The high courts have been very strict about this and the Fourth Amendment. Okay. Especially regarding correspondence between Manafort and his attorney. Now, they kept this information and all the stuff. They kept this stuff. If they would have taken it to their offices and said, look at these files. This has his attorney's name on it. Don't open it and send it right back. They could probably, you know, skate on it. But that's not the case here. I've read several legal opinions today of, mm-hmm, individuals who do nothing but practice in front of appellate courts, mm-hmm, and on these Fourth Amendment issues. And they said this search warrant could be the end of the whole deal, because they know darned well that Manafort's attorney is going to jump on this like white on rice. One of the links that I sent you was written by Andrew McCarthy. Now, McCarthy worked for the Department of Justice for a career for a, mm-hmm, long, long time. Okay. He writes now for the National Review. This guy's no dummy. He's no slouch. He's a man of extraordinary integrity, I believe. And this column that he wrote about, it's called Don't Be Fooled by the Conspiracy Against the United States. And it regards the indictment. And he talks about, you know, the heading on count one of the indictment. And he said it has nothing to do with what the Democrats and the media are attacking the democracy. Doesn't have anything to do with Trump. You know, out of the whole indictment, there's only two things that Manafort's attorney should be worried about. One is conspiring to conceal from the U.S. government $75 million they made as unregistered foreign agents for Ukraine years before the 2016 election, mainly from 2006 through 2014. And the second one is a money laundering conspiracy. Now, I read the full indictment. It's not that long. It's, what, 35 pages or something like that. But you know the old saying that, you know, a prosecutor can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. Okay? Now, they haven't had this that long. Okay? The raid was, what, 6 weeks ago on Manafort's mansion, one of his mansions. Manafort is not stupid. This guy is very smart. So all of these allegations, as I was reading them, my first thought was, wait a minute. This guy is no dummy. He's been involved in international relations and consulting work for 30 years.
Right.
Surely he and his attorneys know the difference of when you're acting as a lobbyist, where you have to register with government, you know, that you're a registered, quote, foreign agent, which is ridiculous in some regards. It's kind of a, I don't want to know the word for it at the moment, but it, and his accountant, they're talking about massive amounts of money here. And you think that somebody like Manafort, with his brains, his lawyers, his accountants, they're just going to take and launder money so openly that a five-year-old could find all of this stuff. I mean, it's all in their bank records, you know.
Right.
And it says that the even though the Ukrainian money goes back to 2006, this is Andrew McCarthy, the counts involving failure to file FIBARs, which are federal something or other, is a registered agent, accounts 3 through 9, they go back to 2012. And he said this is likely because the five-year statute of limitation bars prosecution for anything before then.
Huh.
So he said, obviously, one purpose of the conspiracy count is to enable prosecutors under the guise of establishing the full scope of the scheme to prove law violations that would otherwise be time barred. So what they're doing is humpbacking or piggybacking to try to squeeze it in because the statute of limitations is run. But like I said, somebody with Manafort's brains and moxie and his experience for decades in dealing.
He's at the top. He's at the top of his game. So, yeah.
So he worked as a consultant for these Ukrainian business people and politicians and stuff. If that's his biggest crime in the world, well, look at how many members of Congress go to work for lobbying companies after they leave Congress. They sit on board of directors. They're board of directors for international corporations that are not our allies. They play like they are, like communist China, but they're really our enemies. This to me is nothing new. This is nothing.
And you know, no one talks about the $5 billion this government, you and I, spent to overthrow the legitimately elected government of Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Nobody talks about that. That was a coup d'etat, a little bit more of a heavyweight issue than what Manafort may or may not have done there, working for some of these billionaire tycoons over there. The oligarchs is what they are. We overthrew that government. We've caused the death of untold people, the looting of an entire country. Porky is our guy. Let me play Janine here real quick. This is good because it amplifies just a little bit on what you're saying and opens the door to some more things. So here's the judge, and she's never been better.
Time, folks. It's time to shut it down, turn the tables, and lock her up. That's what I said. I actually said it. Lock her up. The house of cards upon which the Obamas and the Clintons built the Trump-Russia connection collapsed yesterday when it was disclosed that the Clinton campaign and the DNC paid $12 million for a dossier to connect Donald Trump to Russia. To circumvent federal election laws, the campaign paid a law firm who then paid a research firm who then paid a former British spy to get dirt on Donald Trump from Kremlin-connected Russians. So why is this important? Now, the FBI had previously worked with this Christopher Steele, who was a British spy, and under Director James Comey, they paid him an additional $50,000 to continue with the research. Now, this dossier was used not only to smear the president, it was used to create a special counsel. It was the basis for congressional hearings, the reason for wall-to-wall anti-President Trump coverage. But in addition to that, the dossier was used as a predicate for further investigation, wiretaps, unmasking, and FISA warrants. And if it was, then whatever was developed as a result is classic fruit of the poisonous tree. Illegal and unusable. Folks, this has been a charade, a wag the dog, where you make up a crime, you accuse the other side of the crime, you call in your friends to prosecute the crime, as your friends collect the cash involved in the very deal-making that is the essence of the crime itself. Now, last week...
Okay, we've got this posted. You can see it at Fox as well. She's good, really good. I mean, she's got it all nailed. It's all there.
She was a prosecutor.
A super prosecutor, yeah.
Yeah, and then she was a judge. Her credibility, there's no scandals attached to her. She doesn't have a bad reputation as ignoring. She's very much constitutionally oriented. Before I got rid of cable TV, I used to watch her show on Saturday nights. And yes, she ties it up very neatly into a package. What McCarthy says at the end of his article, he said, and I think this is important, he said, from President Trump's perspective, the indictment is a boon from which he can claim that the special counsel has no actionable collusion case. It appears to reaffirm former FBI Director James Comey's multiple assurances that Trump is not a suspect. And to the extent it looks like an attempt to play prosecutorial hardball with Manafort, the president can continue to portray himself as the victim of a witch hunt, unquote. So if Comey said that Trump is not a suspect, then why is Mueller going? Why is Mueller even there? You know, and once again, I don't know why Trump.
That's a question I asked earlier.
I know, but it has to be politics. It has to be that.
But what is Trump afraid of? Why doesn't he kick his ass out? I don't get it. That's the point.
I don't think he's so much afraid of him. I think that Trump is so confident that he's going to give Mueller enough rope to hang himself.
Well, yeah, but it's taken a lot of time, a lot of energy. It's diverted us from more important things.
That's the thing that everybody's complaining about, that this is a diversion to protect the Clintons and their criminal activities.
Aren't we tired of that?
Foundation.
Aren't we tired of that? God.
Uranium One's not going away. But as I said in my column that you posted, this last column, it's all well and fine. Congress is going to get their tidy whities in a twist again. They're already issuing orders for this and letters for that, especially Senator Chuck Grassley. But in my column, I said they can have as many damn committees as they want. No, it go right to the director of the FBI. Write that letter to him. Let's have 100,000 of them dumped on his desk. You go after
all
the
right.
Clintons.
All right. Hold on a sec. We'll be right back. Okay, welcome back. Let's get right back to it. Just a little bit more of Judge Jeanine Deevy, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
She's so good and just has this nailed.
A 2010 case. This is long before Donald Trump ever got into the presidential race. And if he doesn't do it,
talking about Sessions,
for Sessions to go. I've heard enough of this. I'm not going after the emails. I'm not going after Lois Lerner. I'm not going after Loretta Lynch. And I don't care how many of his swamp pals walk out. Enough of this one hand washes the other establishment nonsense. And Jim Comey, he needs to be the target of a federal criminal investigation for his role in the Hillary Clinton email scandal. Writing an exoneration before witnesses were questioned, stepping out of his lane to announce a decision over which he had absolutely no jurisdiction. How much classified information was on his laptop that he leaked to his sources to then leak to the New York Times? And Debbie Wasserman Schultz for lying to Congress about not knowing about the money from the DNC for the Trump dossier. Why did she keep a Pakistani and his family with limited IT experience dress down a Capitol Police chief for questioning that now defendant charged with bank fraud and conspiracy and moving monies out of this country and for interrupting the democratic process in a presidential election race, steering the nomination from Bernie Sanders to her girlfriend Hillary? And John Podesta for lying to Congress. Andrew McCabe, deputy director of the FBI, must go. His wife, a congressional candidate running with Hillary in 2016, receives $765,000, which unused monies left over from the campaign she's allowed to pocket, which she got from Terrence McAuliffe, one of five directors of the Clinton Foundation. You see in the pattern here, folks? Is this how the dossier that the Clintons paid for got to the FBI, that they then continued to pay for? And finally, everyone on CFIUS who's connected to that Clinton Foundation and voted to approve the sale of our uranium to Russia, they need to be put under oath. What monies did they receive in return for their activities with the foundation? The better part of the last year, this nation has been fractured as Clinton, Obama, the Democrats, sanctimonious Adam Schiff, arrogantly and indignantly accusing Donald Trump and his family of colluding with the Russians. The whole time, they were the ones lying. They were the ones making it up. They were the ones cutting the deals and collecting the cash. They knew it was a lie. They wrote the lie, they bought the lie, and they paid for the lie. And we're the fools that followed them down the path.
Okay, there you go.
Well, she's absolutely right. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz, that old hag, I mentioned her in my column.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the type of they're the ones doing this while pointing the finger at somebody else. One of the other links I sent you about Tony Podesta resigning from the Podesta Group. Yeah, he quit. Oh, gee whiz. He also, his Podesta Group lobbied for Uranium One.
Yeah.
He's up to his neck in it. Mueller's up to his neck in it. Comey's up to his neck in all of this. The Clinton Foundation, the Clintons, Jesus, Christmas trees. These people are worse than the mafia.
They are. They are because they're right out in the open. And let's go back to what you brought up earlier. What the hell is wrong with Jeff Sessions? Chasing pot smokers? For God's sakes, he's sitting on top of the biggest criminal conspiracy case probably in modern American history, and he won't
Second,
touch it.
Well, next to 9/11, to me, that is...
That too. That I'm talking about... Yeah. Okay. Absolutely.
But as far as, you know, you want to talk about money laundering, the Clinton Foundation, in the new dictionary, they should put money laundering definition, see the Clinton Foundation. You want to talk about
that's
money
right.
Well, that's
it's,
what
it's
these
Clinton
people have been
Foundation.
Doing.
It's a graduate course. Oh, no, it's money laundering 101. It's everything.
I'll tell you something else. Mueller's made a big mistake with Manafort. I believe, this is my personal belief, that Manafort has big nuts, okay? Bigger than Mueller's. Mueller, to me, is a wimpy kind of guy. He plays like he's a big shot in his $5,000 suit because he's got the government behind him. But Manafort, like Trump, is a street fighter. This guy has been around.
Yeah, he's tough.
He is very tough. And if Mueller thought that indicting him was going to put enough pressure for Manafort to cut a deal for total immunity, I think, you know, he'll get a better odds of that from Tony Podesta, because he reminds me of another wimpy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree. You know, Manafort, $10 million bond. Where's the priority structure in this government? I don't understand it. I really don't.
Well, like I said, you know, this all of this is dependent on that warrant. And, like I said earlier,
which clearly has been exceeded in its authority and scope.
And like I said earlier, what Andrew McCarthy wrote, it's the statute of limitations. That's the big... Haste makes waste. And Mueller has hastily, you know... Normally, when you see these kind of things, you'll see a raid go on, and then maybe 8, 10 months, a year later, an indictment will come down. But no, this was at the speed of... This is quicker than Superman, you know, crossing Manhattan.
Quicker than a meeting on the tarmac.
Yeah, there's a good one for you. But I think he's made a mistake if he thinks that Manafort is going to fold, you know, his tent. Not that guy. He's got big nuts. Mueller doesn't. Mueller only thinks he does. He's a big shot because he's now got the authority as a special counsel, makes him so important. Oh, well, let's just take a look at the other big mistake they're making here is called discovery. Well, under discovery, Mueller is going to be up to his eyeballs in the Uranium One.
It's pretty funny when you think about it. It really is funny. It's you got to laugh. These idiots are continually painting themselves further into the corner with this stuff.
But that's why we have to have a tough attorney general.
We don't have it.
And we have to have an Elliot Ness as an FBI director.
Yeah, we don't have either one.
Well, we don't know about Christopher Wray. He has an excellent reputation as being tough, and he's gone after both Democrats and Republicans. But it's going to
take... We can't even
get
the JFK documents released, for God's sake. Come on.
Well, didn't they make a statement today or
yesterday?
Yeah,
he said he's
going to
redact the names of the living.
No. That all of them have now been released. All of them.
I don't know.
But if you read the book, remember we talked about this for Mary, what's her name?
Mary.
God rest her soul.
Yeah.
Pinchot Meyer. Okay, if people, I forget what Mary, what was the name of the book? Mary something.
Mary's Something's Monkey.
No, that was about the viruses and the vaccines. Vaccines.
No. It was Mary Pinchot Meyer wrote, I'll look it up. Hold on.
Yeah, but the book that was written by the guy whose father was in the CIA.
Yeah.
He wrote the book about her and her affair with Kennedy.
Yeah.
I believe that he solved the murder. He named the CIA agent who murdered Kennedy. I believe that's it.
Well, there were multiple shooters, so who got the deadly shot? I don't know.
Yeah, we know there are multiple shooters, but this, but anyway, the Mueller, this whole, I believe this is going to backfire in their face. I honestly do. But once again, the people have to keep putting the heat on. And Judge Jeanine, a lot of
Mary's Mosaic.
Mary's Mosaic, yeah. Good for you. a lot of people watch her show. She has a very popular show, okay?
Who?
Judge Jeanine.
Oh, she and does. She's going to be big, yeah.
Yeah, she is. So, and give Sean Hannity credit where credit's due. He's been on this, like, you know.
I agree.
I mean, he has ripped them a new sphincter for weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I listen to his show when I'm out driving around.
Mm-hmm.
But you can watch his show on the internet.
Yeah, you can pull them up anytime. They got on-demand viewing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And last Friday, I think it was Friday. Yeah, last Thursday and Friday, his shows were he just absolutely tore them apart. And, of course, Rush Limbaugh gets 12 million listeners a week, supposedly.
Mm-hmm.
Which probably is bigger than that. He also has been, you know, going step by step by step. So this is a big mess. Mueller's making it worse. But like I said, I still honestly
don't understand why Trump allowed this to get this far. I know he's probably looking for vindication and all that. It just doesn't make sense. The country is being put through way too much unnecessarily. It's a waste of time. We've got North Korea. We've got Israel trying to force Trump to go to war against a totally sovereign nation, Iran. We've got Ukraine. We've got American troops standing with NATO troops building up on the Eastern Front in Europe on the Russian border. We've got massive crises out there.
This is sickening. All of this sending more troops to Afghanistan and stuff. Come on,
18 years.
President Trump.
Come on. No,
come
he's
on.
Yeah, no, no. I'm afraid the decision has been made, and I don't know how China has allowed this, but there's going to be something militarily done to North Korea. When that story came out yesterday, and I ran the video, that North Korea's ICBM, Kim's missile, can reach all of California and inland. All they got to do is flatten the trajectory out. It doesn't have to go straight up and straight down, and they've got the reach. Do they have the miniaturized thermo nuke for the top of it? I don't have the answer. They will have soon enough. I cannot imagine China allowing anybody in the Pentagon to order an attack on North Korea. It's too close to China. It's too close. China needs North Korea. They use North Korea all the time. I just don't see it. This is going to be a very bad move, and I think the decision has been made.
I wrote a column for WorldNet Daily back in 2005. Bomb, 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 bomb Iran.
Oh, there
old,
he is.
Well, Juan McCain was singing that. This was 2005. And when I wrote that column, using very specific, as I always do in my column, Iran was going to send a nuclear weapon over and bomb Israel. It was imminent. Da,
oh,
da, da.
Please.
Okay, that was 2005. Okay, that
12 years ago, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, it went on for a couple of years. We're seeing the same thing with North Korea. Now, Kim is not the guy. To me, he's brain dead. Okay, but he must, in his brain somewhere, understand the consequences of lobbing a nuclear weapon.
Of course he does.
Any country.
They're unusable. Can't use them. He can't use them unless he's being attacked and they're going down and then he's, what the hell. He's never going to launch a preemptive nuclear strike on anybody. Kim, by the way, Western educated, and I would suggest that he is not stupid. He is not brain dead, that he's very smart. He plays the game very well. And remember when his old man died, the first thing that happened was North Korea, Kim, and all the top generals went to Beijing. I think they were there for 10 days, and they were getting completely schooled, and they got their marching orders, and it was made very clear to Kim what his role would be. This is the Chinese are laughing, believe me, in Beijing. They'll toast each other, chuckling about this stuff. Here's the U.S. spending all this money, two or three carrier groups, all these men, all the material, all the equipment, everything else. Okinawa scared. Oh, Hawaii's afraid. It ain't going to happen. Never. That's when. Never. Kim is not stupid. The Chinese would not allow it. There's nothing to gain. Zero. Nothing. Cui bono. Nobody. It's not going to happen. So what we'll do, another Tonkin, a false flag, to initiate revenge attacks. That's what's going to happen. And I'm afraid it's going to get real ugly. But in the end, North Korea, unless three-fourths of the people are killed off, will have a million-man army. No one's going to invade them on the ground. So they'll be right back where they are. Maybe Kim will still be president. Who knows? It's really nuts, Stevie. And when I hear this stuff about Manafort and $10 million bond, and I look at Sessions tracing his history, he was very good. And now what's he doing? He's chasing pot. Come on. What is wrong with that picture beside everything? Everything. Anyway.
Well, we're just going to have to, do what we can, which is please read my column. Jeff has it posted, and you can go to the left on his website and look at
look for Dee's columnist box. It's right there at the top.
And there, write that letter to Christopher Wray, who's the director of the FBI. He is the man right now, not Jeff Sessions. He is the man. But there is good news.
What? Good news?
Yes.
Oh, let me sit down. Okay. Oh, I am sitting down, come to think of it.
Well, Trump made a very good decision when he appointed Scott Pruitt as the head of the unconstitutional EPA. And it is unconstitutional. But one of the things that he did last week, and I'll just read this quote. There's a practice that's been going on for a number of years. It involves multiple types of plaintiffs. They come in and they sue the EPA and they work out an outcome and then they go into court. They sue and in the same day that the EPA raises the white flag and settles, and they regulate through litigation outside the rulemaking process, outside of public comment, outside of participation by stakeholders across the country. So it's sue and settle, regulation through litigation, and it's abuse, and it's an abuse of the regulatory process. We ended that practice last week. What Pruitt did last week was cut the throat of the Democrats and all their BS. The next thing that the Trump administration needs to do is publicly proclaim that global warming is a hoax. It's a lie, and the American people have been raped for hundreds of billions of dollars fighting global warming. I, in my military file that I keep for all these different issues, have collected a number of articles that our military's first priority is fighting. No, Maddie, you can't go outside. I know you probably have to go pee, honey. It's fighting global warming. Our military, global warming. It's absurd.
It's cartoon time. It's not absurd. It's ridiculous. It's Keystone Cops. It's crazy.
It is. It's Maddie, quit it. My dog has to go out. This is live radio, audience. Please.
Can you go let her out real quick? We got 2 minutes.
Okay, I'll be right back.
All right, go ahead. Coming up next hour, we're going to take a look at the latest from Las Vegas. And I want to remind you, it has vanished from the news, basically, the news, such as it is, an enormous event, incredibly detailed in its sophistication. A lot more than 58 people died, in my view. It was a major massacre of humanity.
What a wonderful host.
What's that?
What a wonderful host you are.
No problem. No problem.
I mean, who else would give their guest the opportunity to run to the door because she might wet on my carpet?
No, we don't want that.
Anyway, but this is a good thing to end the show on. This is very positive. The EPA has been running roughshod over private property owners. Here in the state of Texas, how many lawsuits that we currently have going after the EPA to try to, keep them from strong-arming things going on in our state. So what Pruitt has done is, with his power and Trump behind him with an executive order, is, boom, that stops right now. Because litigation, they regulate through litigation, but these settlements are coming out of our pocket. This is a racket that's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
A long time. Bush Jr., Republican-controlled Congress, both sides, he could have ended it right then and there. But he didn't.
No.
And if, for God's sakes, America, don't re-elect your incumbent and don't insult my intelligence by telling me it's the other party. Okay? We need to get constitutionalists winning those primaries next year who will introduce bills to abolish the EPA. The bill to abolish the Federal Department of Education is still sitting there, rotting in committee.
Yep. Yeah.
And why? Because we have the same incumbents reelected over and over and over. Now, being you and I do so much research, and I do a hell of a lot, there is a very big movement in this country to vote out all these incumbents, all of them. Steve King out of Iowa He's very popular. He's very conservative, very pro-life. But he has never introduced any constitutional legislation that I can find in his record. So what the hell good is he? Okay? Get rid of him and put somebody in there that knows the Constitution. And I feel sorry for Representative Massey out of Kentucky. He's the one who introduced H.R. 2552 to stop taxing Social Security, to abolish the Federal Department of Education. And these bills are dying in committee. They're dying in committee.
Because we've got no active representative government in this country. No.
We don't have an active representative people. You know what they're getting ready to do? They're getting ready to line up outside of Best Buy or Target or some other
Black
store
Friday,
for Christmas
of course.
To buy gadgets. They'll be there at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
So they can get what's, you know.
And we get to see video of the fights and the pushing and the shoving and
instead
struggling
of
over boxes. And
to be a rep of the people.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be our government. We're supposed to be the ones who control it.
Not anymore. Not anymore. Thank you, Dee Dee. Wonderful
job,
as always.
Thank you for letting me take out Maddie.
Anytime. Okay.
And thank you, audience.
They're the best. All right. Good night. Dee Dee Kidd. And do read her columns. The new one's another great one. All right. We'll be right back. And there's some very strange things happening. Another new story just broke within the hour. I'll bring you the details next.